Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I wouldn't even get into it, but Jake Haner.
He's starting.
Officially got the
nod.
The nod Thursday night. Nick Underhill broke that story. And then yesterday, Darren Rizzi, the coach of the Saints, announced that it was official. Your thoughts on Jake Haner and what he said yesterday? And
yeah,
you brought that up to me quickly.
Yeah.
He understands the situation.
No, he understands the task at hand. And look, the longest exposure that the Saints have gotten from Haner was against the Chargers, where he led that final four drives. Now we got waxed 26-8 in that loss. But he went 9 for 17. I don't know. He should be about 12 of 17, 9 of 17, 122 yards. He ran a couple of times for 10 yards, leading that one field goal drive. But then the Broncos, you remember, he ended up getting a touchdown pass in that game. But when you look at it, I think they want to see what they have in Haner. I think they gave Rattler somewhat a choice as far as got opportunity to start three times, even though the supporting cast was not up to par considering all the injuries. You know, Rattler started three games that Carr missed because of that oblique injury. But when you look at the offensive line we were missing, I don't know if that's a good enough evaluation. And you throw in Taysom Hill, Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, they were out for some stretches in those three starts with Rattler. But it is what it is, so you're going to see Jake Haner. But you only have so many opportunities and what they have invested in you. This could be a trivia thing. I don't know if fans would get this right. They would think probably Spencer Rattler, because all the hype, was drafted a lot higher than Jake Haner. But he was not. Spencer Rattler was drafted in the fifth round. Jake Haner was drafted in the fourth round. Same school as Derek Carr, Fresno State. So they want to see what Haner could do. I mean, I don't know. He might work out. He might not. Look, he's appeared in seven games this season. He's 25 years of age, and he only had one touchdown. 14 of 29, nothing to write home about. But this is what Mike was talking about. And what I think, two things. Before, what a coach thinks of you and how you go about your business as far as being a pro day in and day out, and how do you actually approach a game? Well, don't we kind of trust? Now, the jury's still out on it with Clint Kubiak, the offensive coordinator. I think overall, after the first 2 weeks, he could have ran for mayor, governor, whatever. We all would have voted for him. He could had a coup and take over the Hudet Nation. I mean, how we loved them after the Carolina Cowgirl game. Mike, it was, weren't we explosive, to say the least? You got to be kidding me. Well, Coach Kubiak says of Hayner, I really like how confident he is. You got to be confident. It's not cocky. You can't be like, oh, I hope it works out. I don't know. I'm going to try. You know, you got to be confident. I can do this. I can get this done. So Coach Kubiak sees that in Hayner. He's just got this natural confidence about him, which I think comes with the territory. I tell you this, all NFL quarterbacks are narcissists. Now, a different level of narcissism, but you have to really be that demanding, whether it's like, I'm not saying you're like General Patton, World War II, or Napoleon or anything, but, you know, you're controlling that huddle, and also you have to have that confidence within and that somewhat narcissism to be an NFL quarterback. They say, oh, well, Drew Brees is, you know, people say, oh, like, Drew Brees is not a narcissist. Hell yeah, he is. What are you talking about? You can look at all the quarterbacks deep down. Nussmeyer at LSU is. You could be humble.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
Joe
Burrow.
Now,
yeah,
they all do it differently, though.
Yes, there's different phases with that. But what I like, what Jake Hayner said, and he looks at the team approach and him having individual success in going to the Washington Commanders games. He goes, this is a must-win game. Well, hell yeah. We'll be 5-8 right now. So we're not mathematically out, but it's a must-win game. Or then you're going to be like the Jets and the Giants, or who's mathematically eliminated already. Yeah. So this is a must-win game. But if you look at it, we're 5-8. And, you know, you got to take this approach. What do I have to lose? We're 5-8. Why am I going to play conservative? Oh, I got to watch I don't make any mistakes, or, you know, I can't lose the game. What the hell? Be footloose, fancy free. You're 5-8. So he says, what do I have to lose? And this is what the key. This is being Jake Hayner. I might never get an opportunity to start a game again. I'm going to show everybody what I'm capable of doing and let the guys know I'm confident in doing that. Because I'm telling you, it could be, I don't know how, when Derek Carr is coming back with his broken hand, I think the concussion thing is going to be all right. But if Hayner kicks ass against Washington, you think Spencer Rattler's coming in next game?
No.
Hey, Mike, they're going to see what he could do and see if Hayner could be part of the future of the Saints. So that's why
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunity.
I like to hear him say it.
Yes.
You've told me that different times. You don't get a lot of chances.
No, no.
You got to grab it where it's there. But he actually said it.
He said it, Mike. He said, look, I might never get an opportunity to start again. I'm going to show everybody what I'm capable of doing and let the guys know I'm confident in doing that to get a win, to lead the team. Because you might not get an opportunity. You can be a career backup, and you can have a great living. Look at Chase Daniel. Mike, he made over $47 million.
$44 million.
And I think he played like 13, 14 years. Mike, I don't think he even started double digits. Somewhere like 8, 9, or 10 games. All those years. So it's very limited opportunities. So can you take advantage of that? Now, if you want to be a career backup, you know what you got to do? Kick ass in training camp and preseason. And the offseason, and be great in the meeting room. Well, why do you think Andy Dalton still? Andy Dalton's like a player coach with Bryce Young
right now
in Carolina. You know, if you can humble yourself and do that, now look at Jameis Winston, what he's done in Cleveland. You talk about a gunslinger, and Jameis, how he's kind of turned his life around. Now it's kind of feast or famine. But right now, the way Jameis is throwing the ball around, who gives Cleveland a better chance to win, him or Deshaun Watson? Him. So right now, there's not 32 quarterbacks better than Jameis Winston.
Think about it.
So you have more an opportunity to play in the future. That's why Jake Haner, that's why you want to get in that number. You got to get other teams. You get on film. What are you going to do to help a team win? And let's say it could be only like, I don't know, we have four games left. So let's say he goes 3-1 or whatever. He's going to be evaluated for the future, whether it's with the Saints or other teams. And then, again, every time you get an opportunity, can you take advantage of that and then ultimately be a starter? You know, it's the perfect example out of all the NFL quarterbacks. And you might think, how you handle adversity, you can't feel sorry for yourself. Sam Darnold. They ain't no better example, considering where he was drafted. Talk about a roller coaster. Sam Darnold sucked with the Jets. Mike, and then the Jets, they talk about New Orleans having a curse as far as all the injuries,
Jets.
Whether it's football or basketball.
Giants.
But the Jets. Man. Mike, Sam Darnold goes to the Jets. Nothing. He goes to Carolina. I remember, I think he had one completion going into the fourth quarter against the Saints when he was in Carolina. So you look at the Jets. And you're Carolina. So what if all of a sudden he didn't have confidence and he wasn't fighting? Sam Darnold's going to give up on himself? He kept fighting. He goes to San Francisco. All of a sudden, he learns how to become a pro quarterback. The right coaching staff, the right time. Then look what he's done now with the Vikings. Sam Darnold has gone from the outhouse to penthouse. Sam Darnold's going to get a Kirk Cousins-type contract. He's going to get $150 million plus. Where you were like, I don't know if he's even a starter. But look where he's at right now. So that's what Jake Haner and all these young cats, Spencer Rattler, that's what they got to do. You got to realize you got an opportunity. Can you take advantage of the opportunity and lead your team to a victory?
Bob, the other guy, too, I think of often. And he came to the Manning Passing Academy, and he told me the story. I think I might have been one of the only ones that interviewed him. Garner Minshew. At this time, he was going to Washington State. He told me that he had signed with Alabama and that he wanted to be a coach, that he was going to be probably the third-string quarterback at Alabama. And Mike Leach gets in touch with him and says, I got a spot for you, Washington State. He went to the same high school as DeMario Davis in Mississippi. So his deal is, okay, I'm going to do it. And when he got there, Mike Leach says, do you believe in yourself? He said, I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in myself. Now, Garner Minshew, he's not a star quarterback in the NFL. But he's a pro. Think of that. 60 days before Manning, he was going to go to Alabama and become a backup quarterback, and he was going to learn how to coach under Nick Saban. And then look how long he's extended his NFL career.
And he goes to Washington State, the Eastern Washington, the middle of nowhere. Not University of Washington Huskies. That's in Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah.
But Washington State, that's like country. That's like a college town. That's country of Eastern Washington. But look what he did there. He got exposure. And then Mike, and you know what? He learned a lot of different offenses. So you can see his flexibility there. He's like a younger version to me right now. Andy Dalton had more success when he was younger, being the Bengals starter. But you look at
some similarities.
But Uncle Rico, where yeah. he's at right now, that Mike, he's almost taking the approach that I'm confident enough. I don't think there's 32 quarterbacks better than me. But if I'm not in that number, I'm on that upper tier after that. And so everybody's keeping two quarterbacks. So can you be one of 64? You know, if you're trying to make a living to be a pro. Now, what better life or an opportunity? Let's say you're young, and like, for instance, he's almost engaged practically to my niece, Clayton Tune, the backup quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. He's backing up Kyler Murray, played with the Houston Cougars. Now, second year, he played against the Saints. He threw for like 200 yards in about 2.5 quarters against the Saints. And we played in the first preseason game. Well, look, Mike, that's what I told him. You have to last. You gotta be great in the meeting rooms and how you communicate with Kyler Murray and all the coaching staff. Be a team player, and then when you get the opportunity to maybe be a starter one day, do you take advantage of that? But if not, let's say you're a pro quarterback for 10, 11, 12 years. What? You don't think you're ahead in life? Then all of a sudden you're in your young 30s. Man, look all the money you made.
And all the other
and you know, you haven't gotten beat up.
And the opportunities, because you are named now more than the guy you're going up against for a job.
Right.
In the real world, yeah. as you would always say.
You got that NFL on the resume, the NFL alum.
Yeah. I think about Minshew last year. Everybody, it was Anthony Richardson at Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson, he gets hurt, and, man, they made a run at it to get into the playoffs of one guy, Minshew.
And this year, to show you how desperate the NFL is for quarterbacks and stability, when Anthony Richardson, what is he doing? He should have lied to the media. Don't say you tired. I came out of the game because I was tired. What? You play? I'm tired? You can never admit that. So what happened? Stability. Who did they bring in there? Now, he didn't last, but look what he's done the last few years. And he's a Super Bowl winner. He's the one guy that could beat the Patriots on the road, Joe Flacco. Look at New England at home. The Ravens could go on the road. Joe Flacco could win on the road. Look what he's done in the postseason. Look at Joe Flacco. Now, he's just an old season, a wily veteran. He's the better version kind of Andy Dalton and what he's accomplished. There's not enough quarterbacks. So can you take advantage of that opportunity and make it a lifestyle? Well, that's where Jake Haener's at right now. You're just starting out. You've established yourself. You know how he practices. He's a pro. Coach Rizzi, Coach Kubiak, they've commented that he's a pro. He goes about his business in the right way. Off season, regular season. So now, what you ultimately got to do? What you could do on Sunday?
You got to win. Too.
Yeah,
the other part.
And then if you throw a pick six, you got to flush it, and then you got to come back and make a play and maybe redeem yourself. You can't feel sorry for yourself. And that's one thing you can't say like, "Oh, well, what was me?" and all that. You got to fight. You just got to keep fighting and make it happen. Because, like I say, you never know how many opportunities you're going to have.